Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Well, he's sitting right now on top of all the premierships, Australia, New South Wales, Aaron Bullock. Good morning.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Good to see you here. This town is vibing, isn't it? It's really up and about this million-dollar race tomorrow.
It sure is. Yeah, I haven't seen the hype build up for a race meeting like this before at Newcastle, and I've been living here 5 years, working here for 5 years, and yeah, it's great, and I can only see things getting better.
Big signs around the place. People know it's on. People, you know, wherever you walk, and they know that we come from racing, they want to talk about the Hunter and just the makeup of this day. It's fantastic.
You're spot on there. I've had messages running flat out over the last couple of days just off friends and people that sort of don't get to the races asking me to catch up after the races and, and just let me know they're going to be here, you know, so... It's good, and even for the facilities, like the setup, you can see they've got marquees running back to the 300-metre mark, which I've never seen before, so that just shows you the expectation of the crowd they're going to get here, and it's going to be great for racing and great for Newcastle.
It will be. Now, there'll be many people disappointed that you're not on Le Romaine. Hugh Bowman gets on tomorrow, but that was Chris's choice in the end. Chris Lee's made that decision, but... I've still got to bring up the last run because you rode it down in Sydney and it went so well.
He did go good with me. It's a shame to lose the ride, but in saying that, I get plenty of opportunities out of the Chris Lee's yard and he's been great to me over the years. Sometimes when you get on a roll and you're going good and everything's sort of flowing for you, you got to remember when I was sort of not getting much of a kick along, he was always there in my corner, so... He's been great to me, but he's a good horse and he'll run well. I know he's drawn a bit wide, but I'd be happy to just see him run up to his last start run. He hadn't been racing to the best of his ability leading into it, but he went good for me. And I thought when he went that good, it'd be hard for him to take me off him.
That's life.
But that's that just shows that's racing, Richard, and I'm just one. I'm one of them people that I always concentrate on the horses I am riding, sort of. Not what I could have been on or should have been on.
No, exactly. You've just got to get out there and enjoy it, enjoy the moments like tomorrow, and hopefully the horse can do the right thing and win the race for Connections. Mate, we've had you on multiple times, obviously, but you're sitting high up in the premierships. You're putting in a lot of hard work. You've got a copper suspension. I know you're appealing it on Monday, but you're putting a lot of energy into what you're doing at the moment.
100%, Richard. I've got that suspension, obviously, 6 months ago, so I got everything taken away from me. And it's happened before in my career. I promised it wouldn't happen again, and I can tell you now that second time around, it won't ever happen again. And it's just made me appreciate what I have and what I've worked, not just 1, 2, 3, 4 years to get to where I am. I've worked 10 years to get to where I am. I said to myself when I was off, I just want to come back and make the family proud again and give it 110%, and that's what I've been doing, and it's been reaping the benefits. You know, I virtually, as the old saying says, eat, breathe, and sleep racing, and that's all I do. I sacrifice a lot. It's pretty lonely at the top, especially when you're a heavyweight. Even if I've got a day off or you don't see me riding on the TV, I'm either training or doing things around the house, which I've got to catch up on because I live on my own. But yeah, and other than that, I've just been giving it everything I've got, and I've learned over the years how to deal with everything to do with racing, and I think it's just sort of stabilised me to get to where I am today.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, you got three rides tomorrow, and they're all capable, aren't they? Miss Redoble, Catsby, and Defeat. You've won on, I think, most of these horses going into tomorrow.
Yeah, Miss Redoble, I got on her over the Port Macquarie Carnival. It was a good win. I drew 13-13, or might have been 15-15, and I crossed and set outside the leader and sort of dictated the race, and she kicked on and won well. And the horse that runs second to her, Let's Rebel,
yeah.
I said to the manager, we'll get me on that next start, it'll be winning. And then I got on its next start, and it won by about 4 at Musselbrook. But this horse, she went to a listed race to Hawkesbury, and if you watch the run, she's going to run second 50 or 100 out, and she's just peaked. And it was a good run. It was in a lot stronger company than it's going to be here tomorrow. So I'm hoping she can run well. We've drawn Sticky. That's the only thing.
Catesby's drawn really positive inside draw, but you just think maybe riding that horse is just behind the leaders?
Yeah, spot on. I got instructed to sort of take up the lead there at Sydney when he raced about a fortnight ago, and he just wasn't comfortable being there. So I elected to come back, and once I come back and sat outside the leader, I had plenty of horse under me, and he went enormous. He ran fourth, got beat a length. Grant sort of was in the impression he'd had enough, and I sort of half talked him into giving us another go on him, riding him quiet, and I think that's his go. I think tomorrow from the one just in behind him, you'll see him a lot stronger in the finish.
And what about the other one in defeat? You've won on this horse, but again, a bit of a tricky draw.
Yeah, tricky draw. He's an honest customer. He's won 5 of 10, I think, for memory. But when I won on him here, it was a tough win. We had to do a bit of work from a bad draw that day, and he toughed it out and won good. I haven't been on him since. But any luck, and he's thereabouts, he's one of them horses. He's just honest, so he'll give it everything.
And, mate, you're down at Canterbury tonight. You're going down there for Oakfield Twilight, who obviously won't run here tomorrow, but worth the effort to go down for the one ride?
Yeah, for sure. I really like this horse. I got on him after his Cameron run. Probably the 1500 seen him out, so they dropped him back to 1300, won good. And then they brought him back to 1200, and he just won, but it was still a good win.
Yep.
Took him to Sydney, his next start. So I'd had the two goes on him for the two wins, and he went over 1,300 again, and we let him up. He ran really good. The odds-on favourite cruised up outside me, sort of had me covered when he wanted.
Yeah.
But like I said, that was Sydney Saturday grade. Yeah. There was odds-on favourite, and I think 1,250 around Canterbury from a soft draw, he's going to be really competitive.
I can sense, we get used to talking to racing participants all the time, but just sitting in the same little spot with you here, I can sense that you eat, breathe, and love racing. I can just sense it. It sounds like you do all your form. You know what you're doing with your manager about where you want to go, what rides you do, and that's exactly why you're sitting where you are.
Yeah, as you say, manager is very good. Drew Smith, I've got a new manager who took over on the 1st of August, and I've got to give a lot of credit to him. I could be out in the field doing the manual work, but he's sort of at home doing all the theory work. So, as you say, but he's good. We work as a team, and it all works out. But like you said, I eat, breathe, and sleep it. I love it. It's good.
I can sense it, mate. Thanks for dropping in for a few minutes with us. Good luck tomorrow. It's a terrific time for Newcastle Racing, as it will be this time next week with Kembla Grange. There are two new races into our Racing New South Wales and Newcastle and Kembla Grange calendar now, and it's so exciting.
Very good, Richard. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, and I appreciate coming in. Thanks for the call.
Good on you, Eric. Aaron Bullock joining us here in our van. That was pre-recorded a little while earlier. I've got to say, he called me Richard a couple of times there for Richard Bensley. I get it occasionally from jockeys particularly because they know Richard quite well. So I let him go, but he did call me Richard, and I'll have to remind him of that.